You're listening to SBS News.
She grew up in luxury, the daughter of British publishing tycoon Robert Maxwell. As an adult, her circle of friends included royalty, millionaires and billionaires. And today, at the age of 59, she's facing the possibility of spending the rest of her life in prison. Ghislaine Maxwell has been found guilty of grooming and trafficking girls as young as 14 years old for sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. It was arguably one of the most high-profile convictions of a woman for enabling a sex trafficking ring. Lisa Bloom is an attorney for eight of Epstein's victims. She told the BBC it's an extremely important verdict.
I think this guilty verdict is immensely meaningful to sexual abuse victims everywhere, that no matter who you are, no matter what kinds of circles you traveled in, no matter how much money you have, no matter how many years have passed since the sexual abuse, justice is still possible.
The prosecution's case rested on the credibility of the four accusers. Their testimony revealed how Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein lured young women with promises of money and a luxurious lifestyle. They told the court how they ended up being abused as teenagers in the 90s and early 2000s at Epstein's palatial homes in Florida, New York, and New Mexico. The court transcript reveals chilling details.
What was Maxwell's demeanor like during these incidents?
I would say that it seemed very casual, like it was very normal, like it was not a big deal.
And when she behaved like that, how did that make you feel?
Well, it made me feel confused because that did not feel normal to me. I'd never seen anything like this or felt any of this, and it was very embarrassing. You know, it's all these mixed emotions. When you're 14, you have no idea what's going on.
The other accusers revealed similar experiences. Australian journalist Lucia Osborne-Crowley has been in court for much of the proceedings. She told SBS News Maxwell was an unusual defendant.
It has been remarkable through this entire trial. She is the most unflappable person I have ever been in a room with. She gives nothing away. She's always very relaxed, always very calm. And the same was true when the verdict was being read out. Her body language didn't change. She remained incredibly calm. But when she got up and she was removed from the courtroom by the federal marshals, I noticed her demeanor was very different. So on every other day, we see her embrace her lawyers. She hugs everyone. She rubs them on the shoulder. She says hello to her family. She hugs them. She didn't look at anyone. She didn't touch anyone. She didn't make eye contact with anyone. She just walked straight out the door.
At one point in the proceedings, Judge Alison Nathan asked Maxwell if she would testify in her own defense. And she replied that there was no need because the prosecution hadn't proven its case. The jury, as today's verdict has shown, did not agree. Mark Heppner is a former prosecutor.
She had the disadvantage of having to try to explain away this parade of young girls who were coming in and out of the home daily. And she claimed she knew none of that, that it never happened. And that's very, very difficult for the jurors to credit. And when the jurors concluded that Ghislaine Maxwell was a liar, they concluded that she was a predator.
Maxwell's lawyer said she's being used as a scapegoat for crimes committed by Epstein, who didn't face a court because he committed suicide while he was in jail. Bobby Sternheim is one of her defense team.
We firmly believe in Ghislaine's innocence. Obviously, we are very disappointed with the verdict. We have already started working on the appeal, and we are confident that she will be vindicated.
U.S. Attorney Damian Williams, speaking for the prosecution, paid tribute to the four women who testified against Maxwell.
The road to justice has been far too long, but today, justice has been done. I want to commend the bravery of the girls, now grown women, who stepped out of the shadows and into the courtroom. Their courage and willingness to face their abuser made today's result and this case possible.
No sentencing date has been set. Alan Lee, SBS News.